This speech was delivered at St. Louis Priory School's chaplaincy in September 2024. The title of my speech is Standing on the Shoulders of Giants and Passing the Torch, as I think that this is important to both individual and societal success. Being at a school like Priory, you have many opportunities to metaphorically stand on the shoulders of giants. You are in the classroom and on the sports field with talented classmates and friends. There are numerous opportunities for mentorship, like tutoria, and of course your teachers were once junior school and high school students. They somehow graduated and became college students and somehow graduated again. And you have parents, guardians, siblings, and relatives who can help to guide you through life's challenges. Use these resources, these giants, to make yourself better. The Record had a section in last year's faculty issue about teachers' favorite teachers. Mine was my 8th grade social studies teacher, Mr. Kispert, who led a very structured but liberating classroom. Each pair of students had a different job each week, such as keeping the classroom clean and organized. I remember first learning about the stock market. Later, Mr. Kispert was my college counselor. Talk about a mentor. If you are a mentee now, soon you will be a mentor. If you are a mentor now, soon you will pass the torch to new mentors when you graduate. You will pass the torch when you change jobs and eventually retire. I know that it's hard to envision much of this, but you'll know when you're ready to pass the torch. I don't want to make a political speech, but if you've been paying attention to politics, it has been a tumultuous summer. Our former president and current presidential candidate was nearly assassinated. Our current president dropped out of the race with months before the election and passed the torch to our first African-American and Asian-American woman presidential candidate. Say what you will about Joe Biden, but he passed the torch. And power is hard to relinquish. These two important actions, standing on the shoulders of giants and passing the torch, are key elements of Maya Angelou's poem, Alone. I first encountered the poem during the pandemic when a colleague shared the short film, Alone Together, voiced by Angelou's son, Guy Johnson. The poem and film speak to our experience of being so connected, yet so isolated during that year plus. I'm happy to share a link to the film later. While I read alone, please think about those giants in your life. Alone, Maya Angelou, 1928-2014. Lying, thinking, last night, how to find my soul a home where water is not thirsty and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are some millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run around like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody, no, nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Now if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering, the wind is gonna blow, the race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan. 'Cause nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. I actually used this poem in the film with junior and high school students from the U.S. and China that I virtually tutored during the pandemic. I created an assignment. Write your own poem or story with similar themes, like we need each other and money doesn't buy happiness, or similar rhythm and repetition. How many times did we hear, nobody can make it out here alone? Angelou published this poem in 1975 at the conclusion of the Vietnam War. In any case, I wrote a poem alongside my students titled Pedestals. As some of you know, I used to live in Los Angeles. My first job there was in a bookstore where I occasionally ran into celebrities and was left speechless. Pedestals, David A. Cates. We see people in public who we usually see on big screens like funhouse mirrors, so much larger than life, superhuman. They may be talented, but ain't nobody but nobody gonna do it alone. This world is too harsh, lest we forget about the parents, the grandparents, the teachers, the tutors, the coaches, the lucky breaks. 'Cause ain't nobody but nobody gonna do it alone. Young, small, we look up to adults, physically, intellectually, bold, strong, smart, superhuman. Until we find out as we get older that adults are just as scared as kids, just in different ways. Perhaps we need to believe in superheroes to get us through each day and night. As adults, we are called to help our former heroes, far surpassing them, physically, intellectually, bold, strong, smart, superhuman. It's a cycle of ages. Ain't nobody but nobody gonna do it alone. So even highly successful people stand on the shoulders of giants and need to pass the torch. I wrote the poem to warn myself, my readers, and wider society about automatically putting someone on a metaphorical pedestal just because she is famous for some reason, or the girl of your dreams. But in reading this poem, especially to my elders, I've come to see it as simplistic and somewhat misguided. Yes, most of us are helped, given a hand up, as it were, and most of us return the favor to future generations. But just because someone is older doesn't mean that they are inferior physically or intellectually. In fact, the opposite could be true. Don't judge a book by its cover, said the librarian. This leads me to my final piece of advice, and perhaps the most important one. Apologize when you are wrong. I'm sorry if I offended anyone now or in the past. And keep finding those giants and passing it forward.